our meeting back to order just after 1 o'clock. All three commissioners present. We've got a number of issues on the agenda this afternoon. We're going to put off till later the road and bridge issues, road petitions and easements. And question on Tiger II grants. It's our last one. Is that what you're here for, Mel?
That's the T-Highway contract.
Okay. Would everybody be okay if we went ahead and took care of Tiger II right quick?
Sure. That's fine.
Shouldn't be a long thing, and then we'll go into the Cedars Senior Citizen Service Board.
You get that already?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the same one. Same one. Power side. I just looked at the file.
All right. I'll look at it here in a little bit, I guess.
You want to go ahead and give us Tiger II on Maple Street, Fall Creek Road, and
I believe what's on your agenda for today was there was a form that needed to be signed. It should be in your packet, I believe, for I think that's saying that if you got the grant that you would pay prevailing wage. And so that's what we need to do is get that document signed.
So motion to move that we authorize Commissioner Pennell to sign all the appropriate paperwork for prevailing wage documentation for the Tiger II application.
Right.
That's all that has to be.
Yeah, that's all it was.
Okay.
Do you have that in your packet or I can
no,
get it?
No, I believe it's upstairs.
I'll get it and bring it down to 2.
I think Jillian had it, and I didn't know we were going to move it forward, so she was going to bring it down later. So
save me having to look at it. All it has to do with we're dedicating to pay prevailing wage.
Yeah.
That's all we're talking about. Mm-hmm. This isn't.
If you get the grants, you'll comply with the wage requirements.
Okay. All right. Any questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. And we'll put off, Mel, the T Highway. I don't know that we'd need you anyway, so I don't. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right. Welcome, everybody. Got that right off. And we've got a work session scheduled, of course, to come up with a list of 7 names to serve on the Senior Tax Board.
Well, I hope there's a little bit more than that, too, because I have some other questions about the process of the whole thing.
All right. Would you like to start?
Well, I mean, we directed Mr. Paulson to kind of give us an update on the whole statutory requirements and all right. That. In the research, you were doing research, so.
I did a bunch of research on it, but.
Go ahead.
Specifically, what do you want to know?
Well, I mean, the first question.
It's the governing body, and I was going to call up a copy of the statute on my computer, but I got one from a lady in the audience. But the governing body of the county or the mayor of the city, so the governing body is you, shall appoint a board of directors consisting of 7 directors. You'll select it from the county at large, as nearly as practical, to represent the various groups to be served by the board. Each director has to be a resident of the county. Each director shall be appointed to serve a term of 4 years, and until his successor is duly appointed and qualified, and of course in the beginning, except that of the first directors appointed, one shall be appointed for a term of 1 year, 2 directors for a term of 2 years, 2 directors shall be appointed for a term of 3 years, and 2 directors for a term of 4 years, and in that way they can stagger and you won't have everybody going off the board at the same time. Directors may be reappointed. All vacancies on the board shall be filled for the remainder of the unexpired term by the governing body, if they were to resign or move away or something like that. Directors don't receive any compensation for the services, but they can be reimbursed for actual and necessary expenses incurred in the performance of their official duties from the monies in the Senior Citizens Service Fund. In the administrative control and management of the funds in the Senior Citizens Service Fund, and all programs to be funded therefrom shall rest solely with the Board of Directors appointed under subsection 2 of the section, except that the budget for the Senior Citizen Services Fund shall be approved by the governing body of the county prior to making of any payments from the fund in any fiscal year. So you as a body get to approve the budget before they go ahead and spend it. But it's up to the Board of Directors what to spend it on, but you have to approve
Do they say the when the budget has to be submitted?
don't believe they do. The budget may allocate funds for operational and capital needs to senior-related programs in the county or city in which said property taxes are collected. No funds in the Senior Citizen Services Fund may be used directly or indirectly for any political purpose. In providing such services, the Board of Directors may contract with any person to provide services, which the Board itself, you know, may provide under the section, and for the purpose may expend the tax proceeds derived from the tax. It doesn't say when they would submit it, but I would imagine that it would have to correspond with your budget as well. I would think that that's how you would want to do it. The Board of Directors, with the approval of the governing body of the county, the County Commission may accept any gift of property or money for the use and benefit of the persons to be served through the programs established and funded under this section. So with the approval of the governing body, they can accept donations and gifts. And they may sell or exchange any property so long as the sale or exchange is in the best interest of the programs provided under Section 67, 990 to 995, and the proceeds from such sale or exchange are used exclusively to fund such programs. I can go into how the fund's abolished, but I mean that's basically what it says.
Okay. My one of the questions I was going to put before the board is, or before the commission, was, do we want to divide the county up and just so make sure we have equal representation throughout the county? I know we did it through a transportation board, the ambulance district. Josh pointed out. Do we want to try to make sure we have certain segments of the county represented, or do we want to just do all at large? My concern with that is that we're not representing all parts of the county for how the budget's created, how the money is spent. So I wanted to make sure we threw that out as a discussion point on how we wanted to choose the members before we chose the members.
My thought was we should attempt to look at a fairly equal number of East and West.
Okay.
That was my thought. Just doesn't matter where somebody lives, as far as their judgment and whatnot, of course, but I think there's some benefit to having an equal representation best we can, East and West side. We've got a little different lifestyles on both sides, of course, and that's my thought. I don't have to know that we've got to be have a a written policy or process or anything, but just try to handle it that way.
Budgeted money and the to be turned in, I think it would be unfair not to have it at the same time as we have our budget requests sent in and approval of budgets, because they don't have funding. They'll not start collecting money until November, and I think that's and then their main money is going to come in the month of December. And so
What is that? I mean, I don't know when the money starts coming in. Is it a next year cycle, or what are we?
It looks like there's not enough. It doesn't look like there's enough time to have it effective this year. So basically, you'd be getting the revenue in next year. The tax would take effect for the next calendar year. They wouldn't have money come in until the end of the year, I wouldn't think. However, taxes are collected.
Okay.
The taxes are collected, though, in primarily in December.
That's what I was just saying, yeah.
What I'm saying is, to be fair with the people that are trying to put the budget together for the senior tax, then we would correspond their budget with our regular budget. That was just a statement made. That's not, am I presuming right with that, Bob?
With what?
That we would consider their budget, because we have to approve it with our other budgets that are proposed throughout the county with each thing that is presented. Well,
I would think you'd want to do the budgeting at the same time that you do yours, but you can obviously, however they set up their fiscal year, if they do a calendar year, it's going to be at the end of the year for the next year that you want to set the budget for the next year. Or if they have a fiscal year like some people do from July 1st to June 30th, then obviously you would probably budget in either May or June. Depends on how things are set up. It does say, and I read it here a minute ago, let me find it again, that the administrative control and management of the funds in the Senior Citizen Service Fund and all programs to be funded therefrom shall rest solely with the Board of Directors appointed under subsection 2 of the section, except that the budget for the Senior Citizens Services Fund shall be approved by the governing body of the county or city prior to making of any payments from the fund in any fiscal year. The Board of Directors shall use the funds to provide programs which will improve the health, nutrition, and quality of life of persons who are 60 years of age or older. The budget may allocate funds for operational and capital needs to senior-related programs in the county or city in which such property taxes are collected. And they can't be used for any political purpose, either indirectly or directly.
Okay. Yes. Come on up. Yes.
I was able to ask a question or state something.
Please, anybody would like to speak, come up to the podium and give us your name, please.
I'm Christine Thompson. I'm from the Branson Senior Center. When we had the last meeting here, when we decided that we were able to put it on the ballot, Donna Neely stated that it would be collected in November, and then it would be doled out for this year. And we were very happy with that because otherwise we're waiting a whole year again to get the services out. So that was our understanding, you know, when she spoke, that it would be collected in November and then doled out right after
that.
Is
that what you were saying, Bob?
No.
That's not what you were saying.
No. My information that I researched was that there's a date where levies are set, and they have to be set, and there has to be a notice from the body that's providing the levy. And obviously, you'd need a board in place, you'd need a notice of hearing, and then you'd have to have a hearing and set the levy for it to be effective for that year. Mm-hmm. And at this point, it's my understanding of the deadline that it would be impossible to meet those deadlines to have the tax take effect for this year, but.
And you can probably do some additional research. And
my understanding is that it's September 1st if it's the body, and it's September, I believe, 20th if it's the something that the county commission has control over, that the levy actually, the deadline for the levy to be set for that year.
So we couldn't have it done by September 20th?
Not by September 1st. You certainly couldn't.
Oh, I thought you said
it. Today is for the commission levy, and okay. Then first is for the body.
Right. If it's the body, like you are a school district, or if you're considered like a school district or something like that, you have to have your levy set. My understanding when I talked to people at the Department of Revenue and the Auditor's Office and the State Tax Commission was September 1st, possibly September 20th, and I haven't resolved whether it could be the 20th or not, but certainly if it is the 1st, it's impossible today because today is the 24th, and if you gave the 7 days notice that you required, you're and the board were appointed, I mean, you're already too late for the September 1st deadline.
Yeah, well, we were never told that, and
I didn't know anything about that until I started to research this and started to make calls. So.
Because that was one of the reasons that we did push, because it's going to go into 2012 now, and that's 2 more years of seniors without services.
Right. So, Bob, am I hearing you say you're not clear yet whether it's the 1st or the 20th?
I'm not clear yet whether it's the 1st or the 20th. The information I got yesterday, it was either the 1st or the 20th, and it was probably the 1st. But if it's the governing body, meaning the county commission, my information from the auditor's office is it's potentially was the 20th of September that all of this would have to be set by.
And that's setting the levy, Bob. That's what you're talking
about.
They can't set a levy if they don't know what their revenue stream is, right?
They got to set the levy first. Right.
Basically, there's a total assessed valuation for the county would be their revenue stream.
Right.
And they already know what they're going to get. I'm trying to remember the what was on the ballot, but it's not basically $9.50 per 100,000, whatever that amount is. They already have their levy amount that they could approve. They've got to set their levy. You know, it could be less than that, or it could be up to that.
Right.
So whoever sets the levy would set the levy, and they need to set the levy by the deadline date, which is either the 1st or the 20th of September. And I haven't gotten that far yet. So.
Well, I would like to see it. I would like to see that it...
First, they can't get it done.
Well, I know, but I would like to see it. If it's the 20th, I'd like to push things and see that it's done so that they can go into operation before that period of time and they don't escape that. The county has the option of approving your budget, then I know whenever I came on and when there's a new commissioner comes on, they give you an extended period of time, like a month. It's the end of January that the budget has to be approved instead of the end of December. So the budget could be approved this year at the end of January.
I don't know that you have to set a budget before you set the levy. That would be the proper, the most logical way of doing it. But setting the budget and having the commission approve the budget would be a prerequisite, according to the statute, before you're able to spend any of the monies.
Right.
But to receive the monies, you have to set the levy. And I don't know that it's a prerequisite to budget before you set the levy. It would be a good idea to do that.
Educate me a little bit on the levy. On a school board, they look at the needs they have, and they've got a cap on their that they can go.
Right.
The votes of the public. And so they set that levy by what they need as long as it's underneath that cap.
Right.
In this issue, I understood that the amount collected was set, as you just mentioned, to go.
I believe that's the maximum, but it was set by the statute. You could, and I may be wrong on that it was, that I was asking for the ballot language here a minute ago rather than the, but the amount was set. Whether it was a maximum or whether it was the amount, I'm not sure, without looking at.
I think that's what voted on was 5 cents.
But still, the levy has to be set, even though there might have been ballot language on it, because it could be rolled back less than 5 cents.
That's my next question, is if that, can the county commission set that levy?
It says 5 cents per, so it sets a definite amount, but it's
that's
still
what I had pictured in my mind. So the question is, if that's,
it still can be rolled back under that, and they still have to set that levy prior to September 1st or September 20th, depending on which body sets the levy. The school districts all put on there, shall they levy at a certain amount too, but they also have to roll back each year if they get too much new construction that was more than the CPI.
Can the county commission set the levy?
I told you I hadn't gotten that far yet, and I apologize. I can get that far here pretty quick,
okay.
But I haven't gotten that far. September 1st, they don't have time. It's either September 1st or September 20th, and the people at the auditor's office couldn't tell me, and I apologize. I can get that information here pretty quickly.
Okay.
So we can set the levy prior to having a budget approved. We just can't approve any expenses or any...
The statute says that there can't be any expenditures
until the budget's been approved by the county commission.
Right.
Okay.
It shall rest solely with the Board of Directors appointed under subsection 2 of this section,
right,
except that the budget for the Senior Citizen Services Fund shall be approved by the governing body of the county prior to making of any payments from the fund in any fiscal year. So before they can expend any of the funds, their budget has to be approved by the governing body.
Gotcha.
Which would be the county commission.
All right.
All right. I'm sure there's some that are interested in the in where this is going, Bob, as far as your research. Can you give us time when we can have this?
If I could just have probably 20 minutes to a half an hour, I can probably figure that out. Basically, I called yesterday to see and do a little research. Once I realized that there was an issue of it being levied this year, I wanted to check what Donna had said about, you know, November and all that sort of thing. So I called several places, and what they told me, and it was probably 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, that September 1st, if you want to get it done this year, but it may be September 20th if it's something that's set by the governing body.
The commission would like Bob to do that with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pronto?
Yeah.
Before we lose you to free you up to do that, would you again tell us as the terms that we start off with as we pick board members?
Sure. I wrote it down here.
You got down?
One person for 1 year, two people for 2 years, two people for 3 years, and two people for 4 years.
So we know what to work for there. Shall we work to that point next and let Bob?
And I'll come back down a little bit, unless you need me here.
Nope.
One question about the names here. Are they all been verified to live in Taney County? I assume they are. We would have known otherwise, but, I mean, is there anybody outside Taney County on this list that we... And that was that's the only statute that we had direction, I think.
The folks that I've visited, narrowed it down to in my list, which I don't have it narrowed to seven, but the list I have narrowed down, yes.
Okay.
But I didn't ask the clerk. I don't know if anybody asked the clerk to verify.
I don't think they even
have to be. Seem like
we can do it. When
I read the statute, I don't know that they have to be.
Read it. They have.
They do have to be. Okay.
Be a resident.
Any county.
I'm thinking of another one.
We can always do it contingent, on the
appointment contingent upon residence in the county.
So anybody got a plan of how to go about this?
I think we ought to, if you're going to proceed, I wasn't planning on doing the entire board, but I thought there should be a number of people appointed that could start trying to figure a budget out, and whether that be 4, 7, or whatever. I would like to appoint the director first because it's the first on the list as we receive the qualifications of term limits.
Let me get that statute over there.
Do we pick the director or does the board pick the director?
We pick the director for a term of 1 year is what it said.
Well, I think that they use them all as direct. The terminology is kind of funny. We call directors and they call directors are two different things. They're saying that they're all seven members are directors in the statute. When we say director, a lot of times that's the chairman of the committee. You know, so they're saying I guess that group itself will nominate a chair and a vice chair.
Just like the Ambulance District does.
Right.
They're all known as directors.
Okay, that wasn't the way that I understood it when it was read, but that's fine with me. I don't have any quarrels with it, but how does it read on there?
Yeah, it talks about directors, but let me kind of get to where I see it here. It says the board of directors, which is the seven members, shall elect a chairman, a vice chair, and other such officers as it deems necessary. And the majority of the board of directors shall constitute a quorum.
Okay, that's fine with me there.
But, I mean, if you've got somebody who's a one-year person, I mean, I guess we need to...
I have had people that have requested that they be nominated for 1 year, 2 years, so on and so forth. So that if you want to start off that way, that's the reason I use the term director for 1 year. You want me to make a motion?
We'll just throw a name out.
I've got Frank Baxter. Frank said that he would serve for 1 year.
Frank Baxter?
OK. Okay.
He's the only one that had requested that it be a one-year term.
Okay. Here's my idea. I think I've got 9 names. Okay. And I thought if y'all had a list of names, we might throw the 3 lists together and see if any of us had the same names. And we could get a start that way. But that's just my wild idea.
Well, that's fine.
You got your...
I've got 7.
You got 9? What's your 9?
I've got 7 on here that are confirmed, so...
That you would support?
Yeah. Support. And do you want to announce them or do you want to just look at them?
I don't care.
But mine, I've got...
Okay.
Do you have him?
No.
Okay, do you have him?
No. I don't know. What he's got?
Okay, which one you got? I got... That's hilarious. Oh, we're going to have... Why don't you just read the names?
Okay.
Out? People would listen.
We've got a couple of them the same. That's a pretty good start.
All right.
Start?
Yeah. I've got Josh Smith, Donald Bruns, Mike Merrill, Beth Wyman, and Frank Baxter. Those are my 7 names that I have.
Is there 5?
5. Right. That's 5.
Okay.
5.
Chuck, what do you got?
I've got Mike Merrill, Glenda Rowland, Bill Wally, Sheila Wyman, Beth Wyman, Carl Garrett, Joe Fitzgerald, Lindy Northam, Don Ingram, and I got your name down there, Danny. You've made strong statement the other day about wanting sure it was done right, and I read the statutes. I don't see that you can't use a county commissioner.
Hmm. I missed one of your names there.
You missed one?
After Beth Wyman, who did you have?
Carl Garrett.
Got it.
Joe Fitzgerald.
Okay, that's one.
And in that, I've got actually got 5 east and 3 west. So I got more east than west. But I think we've got, well, I didn't look at that close. And yourself?
Well, I had a handful. I had Josh Smith, Rob Johns. Going down here, I didn't bring my list. I left it upstairs. Don Ingram. Who else? Tom Epps. I've also talked about. And that's about where I got at that point.
Okay. Well, we have thankfully we've got 2 attorneys, and 2 of us have picked both of them. I don't know if we. One is Eastern, one's Western. Do we want to talk about that?
I mean, we've...
both community... Well, right. They're everybody's...
But Mike Merrill and Don Ingram, I mean, that's 2 names. What's your... Danny, what's your thoughts on those 2?
That's fine with me.
Those 2?
Let's
write a short list here.
Start a short list, you bet.
Okay. And the Rob Johns deal is I didn't... see his resume, but I already know what it is.
Right.
So he would be fine with me. Have you both got him?
No, I didn't because we've got him serving on the sewer board.
Okay.
He's be a wonderful guy to have on there, right. I agree, but since he's already there.
On your thought, Chuck, and I want to address that, I appreciate the fact that you did put me on there, but I think that it wouldn't be wrong, and I think it would be probably... a good idea to consider in the future that there be a county commissioner on there, but I would think that we have so many qualified people that I would decline to serve on that particular board because of if we only had 7, 8, or 9 or something like that, I might have considered it, but I think it's more fair to the public that I not... serve on that particular board with as a commissioner.
The other name we had in common here was Beth Wyman. We can add that to the short list because you and Danny both chose that.
Okay.
Don has served, you guys didn't, either one of you guys have Don Bruns? Don served on the Central Committee. He served on all kinds of boards, school boards. He was from Cedar Creek. Knows people all over the county. So.
If you guys want to keep on talking, I'm going to go upstairs and see if I can find my list real fast. I'm going off memory. I left it in my office, I believe.
Okay.
But it should be a couple minutes here. You can keep on talking. So.
Now, you got three or four names on the short list. Right.
Any comments? Good time for public comment, maybe.
I do.
Pat?
Is the mic on?
Should be.
This is just for general knowledge. The Department of Aging is sponsoring a workshop for senior service boards in October here in Branson. I'm sorry I did not bring the papers with me today. It's going to be a, Chris, do you know?
It's the governor. Whatever, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is
6th. Like the 20, I think it's around the 20th,
yes,
that week.
Could you get us those dates so we can announce it over the
I will give you copies of what I've got, because a lot of it you do have to pay for these classes. And, of course, the good thing about anybody from Taney County, we don't have to pay for a hotel room. But I was looking at it yesterday and again today, and it's going to be very interesting. But I will get you the information. But I would like to ask one question. Will there be a brief resume or a bio of these people that are being nominated for this, so the public will know who they are?
You asked me that on the phone Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not against that, but I don't know that that's a requirement. I mean, we didn't require that they give us a bio.
I'm sorry, but I just took it for granted anybody that was putting your name up for a board would be willing to do that.
As I told you on the phone, I had a phone call or two that, or people that offered to serve that didn't give any written bio or resume or anything. I know who they are, been around them for years, so wasn't needed.
Well, yes, but the public might need it. That's
the
thing.
I heard your point very clear on
thank
that.
You.
But the decision is not that, I don't know that any of your county commissioners are really excited to have to make this decision, but it's our decision to make, and if we know the people. But we're here first.
Darlene Kagan, Treasurer of Friends of Taney County. We have left $159.07, I believe, to be exact. And the board is able to receive gifts, and we intend to distribute the remains in our checking account to the board as seed money that they'll be able to then have some money to start a bank account and all that sort of stuff.
Okay. Great.
Let me just say something. It's very, as Chuck mentioned, it's very difficult for us to make this decision because we've got a lot of good qualified people in this on these lists. And as we choose other boards in the county, a lot of times we don't have the option of having but maybe two or three or less to people that are willing to serve. And we have 25 names on this list here, and everybody that's on the list is interested in trying to do something to help the seniors. And I think it's great. It makes our job a little tougher to try to figure out who we put on the board, but there's one thing about it, these terms alternate and they're set up by the statute that they be, you know, 1 year terms and 2 year terms and 3 year terms and 4 year terms. So gives the opportunity, and these things will be filed and kept. So if somebody, Jim, did you come up with what you had?
I also had Frank down, Bill Wally, And then Donald Bruns, I did have him down. But I looked like I picked about 8 or 9, so.
Okay, so you had...
But I had Josh down, I had Donald, I had Bill Wally, and then Chuck, you had Bill Wally down, didn't you?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Hey, I'm fine with it. You guys want to put, if you've got Don Bruns down there, you want to put Don
yep.
down?
Mm-hmm.
And then
Bill Wally.
Bill Wally is, that's fine with me. I don't have that name there. I looked through those deals, and I guess is that Mr. Wally there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's fine with me. And like I said, hey, everybody that's going to be on this is going to be interested in trying to help the seniors.
Right.
So I'm happy with
Wally.
How many we got.
Bruns. Well, if we go with Don Bruns, we've got...
Five.
We've got five, but we got four that would be Eastern. So we need to lend our last two towards the west if that's what we're going to do.
Okay. I don't know where these people live as far as the ones that give names and didn't turn in resumes. So I would have liked to have seen almost without going that route because we got so many, but I would like to have seen it in just like we do our townships.
Josh raising his hand.
Josh.
Yeah, I think, Danny, I think you brought up a good point. It's going to be kind of challenging, east-west, unless you do three from the east, three from the west, and one at large to get your seven, unless you do townships or some sort of zoning there, but I think zoning would be a smart way to do it because it's an organized thing. You know who represents your area. I mean, there wouldn't be a lot of confusion to the public as to who to go to in your area that serves on the board if they had questions or comments or anything like that. So I think that's something that you can maybe balance off of, planning and zoning or some other the townships or something like that to pick from, and that may take a little bit more work because you may have to go to Donna's office to figure out where those people live real fast, but I'm sure she can probably pull that up real quick.
Dun, dun.
Well,
you have to go look anybody up that you've got. The only thing about, I heard Josh mention the township. I will let you know that as far as the population is concerned, the townships are out of whack. They have never been adjusted, and so you have a large area in some townships with only one or two representatives, and those township lines have never shifted for the population in Taney County.
That's a good point.
Donald, what districting is the best to go off of? Would it be like the Emlyns District, or what one could you use?
If I can interrupt, Jim's went pretty good detail, I think, on the transportation mm-hmm. board as far as, or I forgot how many districts you got.
Seven districts of equal parcels.
He went mapping. Population. Mapping and mm-hmm. did an excellent job, I think, of setting that up. So if that's the direction we go, that might be a...
Jim, I'm at Carol Williams' computer. If you want to email me any names to
look.
Okay. Tom Epps was the first person to call me the day that they brought the deal to us. I mean, it hadn't even been voted on or passed or anything like that. And Tommy asked me about serving on the board. I know Tommy. Do you?
He called me in multiple times.
Okay.
To make sure he was considered.
He really showed a lot of interest. So.
He didn't call me.
He's on the western side.
Right.
That's real. That's why I mentioned his name. And I don't have him down as the. I just had five of those checked, and then Mr. Wally put on there. So.
Been a whole lot easier if there was only seven names on us.
And I just asked you how Don Bruns or whatever his name is. How's his last name spelled?
D-R-U-N-S.
Yeah.
Well, the idea of
that Josh brought up is pretty good, I think. The one question that comes to mind is, as we've seen in planning and zoning, there's been times we've had a difficult time of getting somebody in one district. Mm-hmm. But to Donna's point, that's probably because of the population. And if we went with the transportation zones, maybe that wouldn't be a problem.
How many have we got? We got five.
We have four that we've we have five that we've agreed on, but four of them, that means there would be five on the eastern side already if we choose this last one.
Okay. What I was thinking was, is why don't we go ahead and see if we can appoint so many and then go look these other names up or do the zoning, see if there's somebody in this list that lives so where we can split it up. Would there be anything wrong with that? And then whoever's named to this list is appointed, they can start trying to figure out how they're going to plan a budget, how they're going to start trying to do, and then whoever that comes on will be added to. But she's got her hand up. Got a couple of hands up there.
I would just hold on for a second. Yeah, I'm sorry, Chris.
If anybody goes on the computer to the Department of Aging, there's at least three or four sites to tell you how to do this. I can't believe that nobody sitting here in this room has not gone on any of those sites. It gives you different counties that have had this for years and how they do it. 5% goes for Meals on Wheels, 10% for this.
You're talking about budget.
Yeah, the budget. Okay. But it also tells you how the people were chosen and what the guidelines were and things like that. And, I mean, I'm sorry because I cannot put this stuff in folders in my computer yet. It always gets lost somewhere. So I've got it all printed out at home so I can read it and look at it. But, I mean, I just took it for granted somebody here in the courthouse would have looked at these sites because it's all with the Department of Aging and Department of Seniors and I think it's Senior and Health, something like that. And it tells you, you know, how 49 other counties have done it. And I found it very, you know, informative. And I'm sorry to tell you this, but I just took it for granted. Everybody else up here had found it also. That was a mistake on my part.
Okay.
Long knees. Got to move the pews.
Okay. I have a suggestion. You know, you're doing Eastern and Western, and that's the way you men are set up. I think the looser and the more dedicated right now, the better. And I think as this functions, we can see where the needs are and, you know, go from that. I think kind of going on the seven districts or the 12 districts and trying to work it backwards, I think we would really want to have the qualified people and the real dedicated people that you suggest right now. I think that would be much better in our working than try to figure this puzzle piece to go with this little area. And it'd be easier on you guys, too, I think.
Yeah, and I think that's what we had in mind to start off with, because as we made our list out, I'm sure that I know that three or four names that I picked out were people that have been parts of organizations that have budgets, that figure budgets, that do the things that are organized leader, has been chairman of different organizations. So that's the way I come up with the list that I had and the five names that I had. So that's the way I did that. So that's, I think we had the same thing in mind. We don't, as we go into this, we want to make sure that we get it close to right.
Mr. Strigan?
Yeah.
Comment. You know, no matter who you pick, you're going to be somebody mad at you.
Well, hey, that's part of being a commissioner. I mean, it didn't rain today, so that's my fault.
Well, I'll make a plug for both of these beyond the West, Carl Garrett and Joe Fitzgerald. Carl Garrett, I don't know if you all know him. Don't know him well myself, but he works for the city of Branson.
Okay.
Gave us a good resume.
Is he the 90?
Yeah, sorry about that.
Is he the 92-year-old gentleman?
No. No, nowhere near that.
I know, but I mean, there was one that sent in that was 92, and I thought it was Mr. Garrett.
Who were the two names you said, Chuck?
The other one is Joe Fitzgerald.
Okay.
He's been, he's an accountant guy. Served on the Hollister Chamber of Commerce. I think he was their director for quite some time. Generous type of fellow. Gives to the, serves or helps on the VITA program.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little bit of maybe pressure there. His wife is Annette Fitzgerald, who's
that's where I met you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Anyway, both of those are my other two West picks to try to even us out if we're not going to go the zones.
I mean, I'm not opposed to zones, but I'm also
I'm curious,
Mr. Paulson, if you've got an update.
I do. I'm still waiting for more, but 67110 is the statute. I was just turning to that. And it says, I'm going to it. I was going to it. It's 110. Fixing ad valorem property tax rates procedure, failure to establish effect, new or increased taxes approved after September 1 not to be included in that year's tax levy exception. Each political subdivision in the state, except counties, shall fix its ad valorem property tax rates as provided in this section not later than September 1st for entry in the tax books before the governing body of each political subdivision of the state except counties. Its budget office shall present to the governing. So basically a budget does have to be done as provided earlier in this. So there has to be a budget done before you can set the tax levy. But it's looking like, and of course, I want to hear back from the auditor's office as well. What they had told me is that it was either September 1st or September 20th. You might be able to get as late as September 20th if it was the county commission that was the governing body. And when I look at the statute in question, which is 67990 or something.
993?
Yeah.
I took your paper.
It talks about it being a tax of the county. The county is actually levying the tax. So it looks like the county commission may be the entity that has to do the budget. The county commission is the political subdivision. They're not actually the political subdivision themselves. So
you're saying it looks like the 20th possibly?
Looks like the 20th.
But they still have to have a budget done prior to 7 days before they...
Yeah, you need 7 days hearing before you can have
the budget, correct?
There's probably a hearing for the budget as well. I'm talking about the tax levy hearing.
Well, you just said the budget has to be set before the levy's set, though.
Correct.
Okay. So you need, we're going to send you out of the room again.
I'm going to have to do timelines on all of this, but September 20th is your best case scenario.
I've already sent your information off to the state auditor's office for this particular levy. We will be receiving what's called our pro forma back. Then the commission will have to vote on that pro forma, and then we will start the levy process. Yes?
So you have sent what to the state auditor's office?
I have to send the ballot. I have to send the election results, and I do what's called the county packet for any political subdivision that's had a vote on anything. And then that creates what's called a pro forma that gives the highest amount that they can set their levy at.
Mm-hmm.
And that information goes back and forth between my office and the state auditor's office until we get it all complete.
So the state auditor's office, when they have it complete, will tell us what is the highest rate we can set on this 5-cent levy.
Yes.
And when we do that, then we get to have a hearing as to what we're going to set it at, and we have to have a 7-day notice. And we also have to have a budget in place. So we haven't even received that yet, is what you're telling me.
The pro forma, not yet.
Okay.
I'm sure I will get it in the next day or two, and I will set up a meeting.
Okay.
So, would you like me to get you some more help on that?
What we're going to need is a budget, obviously, and we're going to have to look at what the budget procedures are, whether there's a notice requirement,
okay.
And I believe there probably is. We're going to amend the budget or form a budget. It's going to be part of the county commission
You don't
budget.
Even have a board yet, so I would think that the commission would set the budget. But I will make a couple of calls to the state auditor's office to see where we go with a newly formed organization.
I've got a call at the state auditor's office, and I'm waiting for a call back. But, okay.
From Becky Webb.
Becky Webb.
Yeah, I just spoke with her a little while ago.
When you say setting a budget, are you saying a bottom line amount, or are you saying a lined out where the money's going to go?
Given budget? The total assessed valuation of the county and given the budget that you've passed, how much money will it take to do what it is you're budgeting for? And that's how you set your levy.
Well, for the as far as the state auditor's office is concerned, all they need to know what is capital improvements, debt service, that type of thing. They don't need to know the individual budget items.
And there is none of what you just said at the present time.
Right.
So the total budget would be the operations cost, whatever is budgeted. There is no capital debts.
Right.
And you automatically can level at the capital debts, the interest and the payments on those, even if you don't get it done by September 1st, you'll be deemed to have done enough to satisfy those, but nothing more.
Right. If there's any capital improvements or debt service that occurs after this budget is set, that would go on the next year's reporting.
But there's no way to get this done for September 1st, but I think we have until September 20th because the statute clearly says that it's out of the county treasury. It's the county that approves the budget.
You're absolutely right. I never bring it to the commission prior to September 1st because I'm working with the political subdivisions right now on theirs.
And we have to have ours done by the 20th, correct?
Right.
And we have to have 7 days' notice for a hearing. And yes. We have to have that hearing, and we have to pass it before the 20th.
Yes.
Or by the 20th.
And I've already started the process by getting what's, it's called the pro forma. I've already got that in the process of going.
It's basically the formula to make sure you're not exceeding the Hancock Amendment.
Yes.
All right. Back to names. Rick Finley was a
I can't read the Chipfield, but do you need me if you didn't stick around?
No.
Yeah. I would just like to call to somebody's attention that the names you just thrown out, I have not heard any women's names.
Beth Wyman. Beth Wyman's a lady.
I'm sorry. Yeah, but she hasn't been indefinite.
Glenda Roman. Beth's on our short list.
Glenda? Okay, I'm sorry. I just didn't get her name down.
Glenda was one of my names, but we didn't get over to the short list with her.
Let's see what you got on the short list. Okay, here's your Western, one Western, and you need to fill two.
Got a Western here.
Yeah.
But the rest are East.
Yeah.
The names that are coming out, though, we do need to have some females on here, too. That was your, Glenda was on yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, we're just idling here. Anybody that's out there in radio land listening, we're looking at names. Your computer's not gone bad on you.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Come on up to the mic, Pat, when you speak, please. That way everybody can hear you.
It has just been brought to my attention that there might be something in there in the state statute that says so many of these people have to be seniors. I'm not sure, but... Yeah, so I'm sorry. I should have said somebody just I was told about it.
I didn't remember reading that. I sat down and read it once. But.
It talks about the services that it has to go toward the age.
If you look at a senior as some do at 55, I think they all are.
60 for the Department of Aging.
And under this statute, it's for services for people 60 or older, is what it says. But
I don't see anything with age. All I see is
shall be selected from the county or city at large and shall, as nearly as practicable, represent the various groups to be served by the board. Each director shall be a resident of the county or city. Each director shall be appointed to serve for a term of 4 years, etc. Directors may be reappointed. Don't see anything on how old they should be.
Okay. Mistake on my part. It's supposed to represent.
As nearly as practicable, represent the various groups to be served by the board.
So I'm sure by the time the 2000 census.
Pat, please come up.
Sorry about that. I've got a loud voice, though.
Radio people can't hear you, though.
I'm sure by the time the 2010 census comes out, you're going to find out that seniors are probably close to 20%, if not over 20%. So, if that has anything to do with this.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to, do you guys want to appoint these five people that we've settled on here, and then we've reached a stalemate here, and we're going to have to look at some locations where they're at, and I'd like to look at a resume on some of these people I don't know. I mean, you got the I've got the check marks that you guys recommended, other than the ones that I had, and I mean, I'd like to look at them. I guess maybe you guys want to appoint these five.
Name the five you're getting, because I
read them out there, Jeff.
Don Ingram.
Don Ingram, Mike Merrill, Beth Wyman, Bill Wally, Don Bruns.
Okay.
The only question comes to mind when you suggest that, Danny, is we've got four Eastern there. And we would if we're going to go with East and West, the rest definitely we need to have in mind, I guess, that we got two to pick from the West. There shouldn't be anything wrong with that.
Right. Well, let's go with those. That's a starting point. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can spend a little time talking to these other people.
For your information, I mean, I do have a Forsyth Maywin address. I don't know if that's east, considered to be east or west.
Yeah, it's east.
When we talk east and west, we're talking, as somebody mentioned earlier, our commissioner districts, which the eastern district goes clear to Lake Taney Como, where they're real close. All right.
So before we
got a motion?
But before we nominate, we got to tell also the terms that they're serving. We got to have the 1, 2, 3, and 4 years. We got to pick who's serving what. If once we nominate these people, we have to assign them to a term.
Okay.
Part of our motion, because we can't just appoint them without putting the term to them.
And we've got Frank on that list, and I want to put him on the 1 year. That's what he requested.
We don't have Frank on.
Frank's
the list.
Not on the list yet.
Oh, he's not on there.
No. Not yet.
Got Don Bruns. But not Frank Baxter.
Well, we can just do it. Where's my little notes here? I had. Here, I'll step out.
Step out, Terry.
All right. I move that we appoint Bill Wally to a 2-year term, Beth Wyman to a 4-year term, Mike Merrill to a 3-year term, Don Ingram to a 3-year term, and Don Bruns to a 2-year term.
I'll second your motion. Questions or comments?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
That's the first five. And I'd like to a little time to contact the rest.
Okay.
Not today.
Are you going to do it today? I'm smiling. That's fine. But we'll shoot for another day this week?
Yeah, I just need to make sure I can make contact with these people. Okay. That gives them a majority to start working on the budget, and then they can actually meet and post a meeting. Now, Bob, I know you're reading, but this board has to do the normal postings of a 24-hour advance notice just to have a meeting, correct?
Correct. They're subject to the Sunshine Law.
Okay. So this group needs to, we probably need to go ahead and set the first meeting, contact them, set the first meeting for them, post it for them, and then from that point, just an organizational meeting. They got to name right. A chairperson, a vice chair, assigned duties and all that. Correct?
That would be good. Probably check with them to see when they're available before you do that.
Right.
Okay. All right, we'll ask office to do that for us. And get that date set and
post that.
Lo and behold, we might even
have two by then.
We might have the other two by the time that happens, and should be good. Okay.
Does anybody have any idea if how many Branson, Alistair Western side people that's on this list? So we can.
Gentlemen, I think you need a full board before you start doing that. I doubt very highly that the two extra members that are going to be appointed are going to be happy campers when they come in on the tail end and find out that everything has been decided without their input.
Okay. Well, the hope is that that won't happen, that we'll have two more before we even get a time set. But I understand your point.
Do you have any ideas who's on the west here?
No, I mean,
just the two that I mentioned. We'll just have to get the book out with the resumes in there and find out.
Yeah.
Give some names to Dawn and let her do some quick checking, too.
Yep. All right. It's a little after. Gosh, it's 2:05 already. So, are we ready to move on to a different subject?
I believe so. Bob, do you have any last words or research you want to make sure?
Yeah.
I just want to set forth, I guess, the timeline for approving a budget and what needs to be done and, you know, set a timeline for you, but I'm going to have to do that. I can't do that right this second. But get the timeline down for you. You're going to be pretty constrained here to get it done by the 20th. But,
these are the districts that they're in. Forsyth, Kirbyville, Reuter, and Pro Tem. So we've done pretty good. We've only got one that Forsyth's got one on one end and one on the other end of Forsyth. So we've done pretty good as far as choosing how that to get a representation there.
Sheila looked up. Somebody looked up for her. We got four different school districts out of the five we picked. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. Any other comments? Pat?
When will you be discussing or choosing the last two?
The commitment I heard was this week we would come back together.
Will you have that on the computer when that meeting will take place?
Sure will.
Yep. You mean live streamed? You mean like that or the posting or whatever?
Yeah, the posting, I guess, on the calendar.
Yeah, I mean, we can.
Well, we've got to.
I'm saying we could table this till we can table it for 24 hours and don't have to repost, but most likely we'll probably have to post for Thursday or Friday.
24 hours or more, you might as well just repost.
Right. So most likely Friday, that gives us enough time for us to get through everything. So.
Another question? Come up here.
We did vote. Do we vote or we just?
No.
You never did. You never, there was a motion, but it was never.
And you seconded it, Chuck.
I just have a concern that if we're in such a time constraint, why are we dragging our feet? Two more days. Why can't we find out now? She said she's available.
It doesn't matter because we still have to post the meeting. We have to have the staff goes upstairs. We'll call all these people. When's the first time they can meet? We've got to post the meeting 24 hours in advance because of the sunshine.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're appointed or not appointed, we probably won't physically be able to meet before Friday anyway with the board. Even if it's Friday, we'll vote first thing Friday. But the timeline of posting this first meeting, we have to post it anyway.
Okay. I was just thinking, you know, it's like hurry up and wait, you know, and that's kind of nerve-wracking.
Can you get a vote?
We got a vote.
Yeah, okay, so I thought we voted.
We voted.
Okay.
And we'll ask our office to get a hold of these five today and try to get that date set, right?
A common day, yeah.
Okay. And we've got our two attorneys. We'll let them know, and maybe they'll do a little timeline stuff help for you.
Like Merrill and Don Ingram.
There you go. Take help when we can get it, don't we?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Okay, well, thank you guys for being here, and we'll move on to...
Let's go ahead and recess for 5 minutes and call...
Yep, we need to get Frank over here. That's right. Recess for 5 minutes.